It is the pre-match warm-up as the Reds travel to Plymouth Argyle on Sunday afternoon. It's Ian Ryan, Beth Lindup, Craig Cannon and Josh Sexton. And we have got to call it a little bit later in the show. But Beth, before we get stuck into Sunday's game, I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about Spurs, the Reds dismantle Ange Postecoglou's Spurs team. It was as comprehensive as you could have dreamed of.
Yeah, it was. It was up there for performances of the season for me last night. I think second half in particular, Liverpool were just so impressive and so relentless. And it always felt, I think, coming into it that Liverpool had a real strong chance of going through despite being a goal behind on aggregate. It always felt like with Anfield behind them and the form that they're in at the moment and, you know, conversely, the form that Tottenham are in, that Liverpool would give it a right good go. And they absolutely did that. And of course, it comes with caveats. You know, Spurs had 10 first teamers, I think, out going into that game. And, you know, any team would struggle with their injuries, but they were abject, weren't they, really, Spurs? And as Arne Slot pointed out after the game, you know, it wasn't just Spurs being poor. You know, the reason that they didn't have a shot on target was because Liverpool made it that way, or a shot on target till the 80th minute or whenever it was. So, I think the one thing that really impressed me last night and one thing that's impressed me about Liverpool these past few weeks is just how relentless they are. There was a moment after the goal, the opening goal from Gakpo, and all the players are going off to celebrate, and, you know, rightly so, half an hour gone, level in the tie, and Van Dijk very quickly is just calling them all back to the centre circle. And I asked Slot about that after the game, and he sort of laughed and said, oh, I saw the same thing. And to me, that's just sort of the perfect example of what this team is all about,